91X News.
It's 20 degrees and cloudy at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm James Bowler. Quinte West Inspector Earl Johns has announced his plans to retire as detachment commander. Johns' most memorable moment was assisting in the transition of the Trenton Police to Quinte West OPP.
I would like to think that I had a hand in helping bridging the gap and taking away the fear of the unknown when the Ontario Provincial Police came in 2004 and transitioned the municipal service over to the OPP.
The detachment commander was first appointed to his position in 2004. Johns recently returned from a six-month sick leave, which he described as heart-related. Johns will officially retire on the last day of 2011, December 31st. Accolades were awarded to more than three dozen OPP officers involved in the Russell Williams investigation last night. The awards are presented to uniform employees who make outstanding contributions to the organization. The 35 were nominated by colleagues and then selected from a larger list by a panel of community members. Former CFB Trenton base commander Russell Williams was convicted with the murders of Jessica Lloyd and Marie-France Comeau last year. If you're planning on traveling between Trenton and Belleville tonight, you may need to take an alternate route. Construction workers at CFB Trenton will be closing Highway 2 between White's Road and RCAF Road tonight at 7. The closure is necessary in order to place new pedestrian bridge across the road near the CFB Trenton main bridge gate. The road will reopen Wednesday morning. Brighton is housing their annual Applefest this weekend. All the classic events will be there, including the Midway Parade and Street Fair. This year, there will be no classic car show due to construction, but CFB Trenton will be putting on a demonstration. Applefest co-chair Stan Seymour says they will be bringing some of their gear to show off to the crowd.
They're putting on a sniper demonstration, I believe it is, showing the equipment that they do use. So that is something first for us for this year.
Seymour says this year is much music video dance is taking place Friday night at Brighton's King Edward Park Arena. The fest will also include a concert by popular cover band Ambush, apple pie baking contest, and a live theater. The candidates for Hastings Prince Edward County in the upcoming provincial election are meeting tomorrow night at Eastminster Church on Bridge Street East in Belleville. Reverend Ed Bentley said, "We'll be moderating all the candidates' meeting with sponsors, which sponsored by the Affordable Housing Action Network.
They're concerned to give the opportunity to the candidates for this election, provincial election, a chance to speak for their parties on issues related to poverty and social justice.
The meeting begins at 6:30. Those in attendance will have an opportunity to submit a question for the candidates. Bentley hopes to record the meeting for those who cannot attend. The governor of the Bank of Canada is warning that a new economic crisis is coming unless governments in Europe and the United States act swiftly and decisively. Mark Carney says Europe's fiscal and debt problems are serious but flexible, but governments must move quickly to fix them. And he says the recovery of the U.S. economy remains weak.
At this stage, we do not expect a recession in the U.S., although the risks have clearly risen. The U.S. economy is close to stall speed, where a negative feedback loop between weak employment, consumer demand, business hiring and investment could emerge. The possibility that markets themselves could tip the balance cannot be dismissed.
Speaking in St. John, New Brunswick, Carney urged the G20 finance ministers to get to work right away in addressing the issues when they meet in Washington later this week. If a new shock occurs, Carney says the Bank of Canada is ready and has the tools to help boost the Canadian economy. A strike by flight attendants that could have crippled Air Canada has been called off. The two sides said they've reached a tentative contract agreement just hours before the attendants were set to walk off the job just after midnight. The Canadian Union of Public Employees, which represents the workers, says it's recommending they accept the deal. It says no details of the agreement will be released until after ratification vote is held. Afghanistan's president has cut short his trip to the UN following the assassination of the country's former president.
It's a sad day for us in Afghanistan.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai called Burhanuddin Rabbani a patriot who sacrificed his life for his country. President Obama called his death a tragic loss.
We will not be deterred from creating a path whereby Afghans can live in freedom and safety and security and prosperity.
But Afghanistan's struggle to make peace with the Taliban has suffered a serious blow at a time the U.S. is withdrawing thousands of troops. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
An old bus-sized NASA satellite is expected to come crashing to Earth later this week, most likely on Friday, give or take a day. The good news is there's 3,200 to 1 chance the satellite will kill or hurt someone. The bad news is the debris could come down in Canada. Phil Langill of University of Calgary says it's hard to predict exactly where the satellite chunks will crash, but suspects the debris will probably come down in the water. That's 91X to 505. Carl Ayutt has sports next.
So it's back to school time, and my kids are trying to convince me they need the latest i-whatever gadgets to help them with their homework. Well, this mom knows. A student's success begins with a good night's sleep, and that's just what Olympic Mattress is offering. Right now, students, buy any mattress set, receive a free bed frame, and a new pillow as a free bonus.
And we will even remove your old mattress for free. Visit the new Olympic Mattress, 170 North Front, Belleville.
Good sleep equals good grades. Just call me, Professor Mom.
Come in today and get your student bed frame and pillow deal.
Good afternoon. I'm Cal Ayotte with 91X Sports. Brett Cecil is taking the mound tonight in the second game of the last homestand series against the LA Angels. Cecil will face right-hander Jose Pinera for the Angels. Blue Jays shortstop Yunel Escobar still hasn't been able to resume baseball activities because of an injured left elbow. There is no immediate timetable for his return. Winnipeg Jet star Dustin Byfuglien is facing 4 charges in an alleged impaired boating incident this summer. The charges were filed in court in the state of Minnesota, where Byfuglien was arrested at the end of August. Police say Byfuglien's speech was slurred, he was unsteady, and he smelled of alcohol. Byfuglien is charged with boating while under the influence of alcohol and or drugs, refusing to provide a blood or urine sample, as well as failing to display proper lights and provide enough flotation device for those on board. Busy night in the NHL with 11 exhibition games, including the returning Jets, who have split-squad games in Winnipeg and Columbus. In Toronto, the Maple Leafs host the Philadelphia Flyers, while the Dallas Stars are in Montreal. Also, Edmonton, Vancouver, and Calgary all take the ice with split-squad games. The Toronto Maple Leafs acknowledge the secret is out of the bag. The team confirmed that pictures of the new third sweater, which surfaced on the internet, are legitimate. The new jersey featuring a Maple Leaf crest reminiscent of the 1967 Stanley Cup winning team was mistakenly displayed on racks in Buffalo store. The Ottawa Senators' third jersey was also accidentally revealed last weekend. There appears to be a major breakthrough in the fight over the estate of the late boxer Arturo Gatti. Court proceedings have been suspended until tomorrow, while the opposing party and their lawyers are still in negotiations.
The negotiations represent a sudden reversal, given the bitter battle pitting the boxer's widow against his family. Amanda Rodriguez defiantly declared last week that she would not settle.
New documents indicate Saskatchewan tried to do an end run around the rules that would prevent the province from tapping into pot of more than $1 billion to build a new CFL stadium in Regina. The Conservatives designed the Petrie Canada Fund to help pay the infrastructure projects with other governments and private sector. Money from fund cannot be spent on facility primarily used for pro sports. The province says its Canadian football team would only use the venue for 10 days a year. The rest of the time, the stadium would host university and high school football games, concert, and other sporting events, and a few conferences. Indianapolis Colts quarterback Peyton Manning is still recovering from a neck injury earlier this month. New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning says his big brother is making progress.
He's doing well, and he's rehabbing. He's going to try to do, you know, everything he can to get back out there. Like any player, they want to get back on the field. They want to be with their teammates and the preparation and do whatever they can to get those guys ready. And so, you know, he's handling it as well, I guess, as expected as he possibly can.
Send your team and league scores, email sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's James Baller with 91x Weather.
Tonight, clear fog patches developing after midnight, a low of 7. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness and a chance of thunder showers tomorrow evening or in a high of 23. Thursday, cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and a high of 21. Right now in Belleville, it's 20 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm James Buller with Carlo Yud. 91X News. That's 91X.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM.